Week 6 Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 at KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helna Agri Enterprise. It's our Centralia Locker Room Chat here with boys head coach Nick Evans. And two games here into the Twin Valley League Tournament. That is right, it is Twin Valley League Tournament week here on a Wednesday for this coach's show. Two games since we last spoke, coach. A big win over Onega on Saturday to get yourselves here. Continued on in the bracket, a win of 69-43 over Onega. A drop, though, to the Axel Eagles, 69-52, but a game that was hung tight all the way up to halftime, just down by one, 34-33. Axel pulled away there in that second half, but again, a really great first half against a really great team, and Axel leading 90% of it. Of course, you had the great game against Onega with 16 threes hung on the board. Coach, tell me about these last two tournament games for you and your team.
We just knew going into the tournament, I mean, we just played Onega a couple weeks ago, and it was a tough game. And so we knew that they were confident coming in to play us. And so we knew that we needed to do what we were supposed to do. And they just came with a different approach than the previous time they played. And it started in practice. And so they're practicing better, and they're approaching things better than they. And it's just, we're young, and so you know those things are, we're learning that all year long, and those things are getting better. And so I like their mentality going into that game, and they obviously shot the ball really well, but defensively they played our scheme exactly how we wanted it to. We talked about it for 2 days and played it pretty well. And then against Axel, I mean, we started really good, starting 17-4, we were up, and foul trouble really, really hurt us. Isaac was playing really well in that game, him and Quentin, and Isaac got in foul trouble and had to sit most of the first half while he was having a good game, and you'd kind of need another guy for Quentin to help bring the ball up when you're getting pressured by guys like Axel, and Isaac was doing that, and then when he had to sit down, it kind of bugged our team a little bit, and then he'd come back in the third quarter and he got another foul, and so we were shorthanded with the fouls. So we know we got to clean up fouls, because we can't be shorthanded against teams like that when we needed Isaac as another ball handler. And he was playing really well, passing it and scoring it. So, they just kind of overwhelmed us, and then the foul trouble hurt us in that game.
Well, talking about Quinton Aldifer here, he had 32 points against Onega, had 17 points against Axel. By far one of the most talented athletes here in the Twin Valley League. In that game against Onega, had 10 threes, the record for most threes by any male player there in Centralia in history. So, you know, tell me about this athlete, Aldifer, and what he means to this team, and especially this Twin Valley League tournament, and what he's kind of contributed here to the roster.
I've coached Quinton. I coached him in junior high, and he started here since his freshman year. And he works so hard. He's up here with his dad on weekends shooting. He does that every weekend. He just puts a lot of time into it, and so it's no surprise that he is what he is. He works hard at it. It's not just given to him. So he's earned every bit of all of his accolades, because he puts in time, and those are the people. I mean, it's no surprise to anyone around here, because they know what he does to earn that. And he's obviously guarded tough by our opponents every single night. They're keying on him, and he still produces. He makes coaching a lot easier when you have a guy like that. He's one of the best players I've ever coached. He's only a junior. So, he's tough. He's a big kid. He's smart. He's fun to coach, and he's fun to sit back and watch.
Well, here you got two more games guaranteed left of this Twin Valley League tournament. Here you got Blue Valley coming up on Thursday this week, 7:30 p.m. there in the secondary gym at Washington County High School. And then whether losing or winning that game, you'll either take on Lynn or Washington County High School, whether in the seventh place match via loss or a fifth place match with the win. Coach, what are some keys here these next couple of games to get your team a potential fifth place finish here in the Twin Valley League tournament?
We talk about kind of going this route where you're not going to win first place. It's more, these are you're playing for pride, and you're playing for character. And just because you didn't get what you wanted. You have to perform and go into these games the same mentality that you went into maybe in Axtell or that first game against Onega, because Blue Valley wants to do the same thing. They don't want to, you know, all these teams, they don't want to walk out of there with a losing record in that tournament, even though this tournament is very difficult. So you're getting to play against good competition, and that's good for us, no matter who we play, Blue Valley, and then no matter who we play after that, it's steps for the postseason. Like you're getting good reps against good quality teams, and you know you're going to get that every time in this tournament. So you just got to come in with the correct mentality, and our guys will. They know what's at stake, and they know that we kind of need these things for postseason, and they know how to approach. They're approaching things, like I said, a lot better. So I'm excited, and these guys, they'll be ready.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck as you continue to hear your play in the Twin Valley League Tournament.
Yep, thank you.
That was Head Coach Nick Evans for the Centralia Boys. They continue their play in the Twin Valley Tournament with a chance to finish fifth place upcoming here on Thursday. They'll play Blue Valley Randolph.